Hey, welcome back to 30 something and Virgin. I want to first address this beautiful piece of artwork that my production manager created. If you would look directly to the back, you see AkilahMiles.com and 30 something and Virgin. I now have a step and repeat. Y'all, my little studio, in-house studio, it's coming together. My desk just shipped out today. Like, I'm super excited. So, welcome back. Thank you all for joining me again. I'm excited to be here with you all tonight. You know who I am. I'm your favorite new female podcaster, Akilah Miles. And tonight we're going to be talking about a topic that another guest that was on here previously, she texted me and she was like, hey, I want to come back on. And I'm like, sure. And when you fill out the portion to come onto the show, I asked you, do you have any specific topics that you would like to talk about? Anything that you're on the verge of or that you're dealing with? And she wants to talk about how her success has scared men away. So our topic tonight is, why do men fear powerful women? When she said that, it was so hilarious to me, but also it resonated with me as well, because I've heard people talk about different things and people have said certain things to me. About like different things, me being successful in certain parts or me being an alpha female. And I can honestly say I'm only an alpha female in certain situations. When it comes to like relationships and different things like that, I like to be, you know, if the vibration of you is that you are a leader and you can lead me significantly and impactfully, then I follow. But if it is like this wayward thing where you are confused and all this other stuff, then my boundaries and my guards are up and my boundaries are set. And I'm like, oh no, Playboy, he playing around. So I'ma still be me. I'ma handle my business. And also just part of who I am as a woman. I grew up around nothing but strong, independent women in my family. We had a lot of strong, independent male figures as well. But like my sister and my mom were those people that were in close proximity to me. So what I saw was a woman hustling and being no holds barred and didn't care what you thought, how you felt about who she was, where she was, or what she was doing, as long as she was providing for herself and living a life that she wanted. So I live really big on that. I was really, really big on that as I was growing and developing as a young woman, especially in undergraduate. Like just thinking and considering who I was and what I was. And power is a tricky thing, because some people, power can like blow your mind, right? For me, it's not like a big thing. So y'all know I have a production manager here, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to call my guest for tonight. And I have two guests for tonight, but so like I'm just going to use us as an example. You know, I always use myself and family as an example. So with my production manager, I feel like as a manager, he manages me. While Akilah Miles is my brand, AkilahMiles.com is my brand, 30 something and Virgin is my baby. He helps to manage that. So I feel like we both have power over these things. We have controlling respects in these things. Do we run things past each other? Of course. When I'm asking, can X, Y, and Z be done? Yes. And a lot of people get on like those power trips, I feel. And I think that's what she was affected by. I think that area was affected by like a person realized that, hey, she doesn't necessarily need you. And what I've learned from, and it's, I don't think it's all men, and it's not, this is not any shade to a man, but what I have learned is that sometimes if they don't feel needed, it robs them. It sort of injures their ego, for lack of a better word. It doesn't allow them to be who they, because men are natural born leaders. They are meant to be that. And if they don't have that opportunity to do that, that then sort of like knocks them down. So they have to be and deal with someone and be in the vicinity of someone that lets them lead, that lets them be that provider, right? But the only thing that I think they miss out on is that when you have a helpmate, when you're dealing with a woman, she's supposed to be your help. She's your rib for a reason. She's your support for a reason, right? Because you know your rib protects everything, right? So a woman is supposed to be a protector and a nurturer, right? So like, if you understand how the body is made and what she was pulled from, you understand her position, right? You have to be able to understand it. And that's what I think Ariel wants to talk about tonight. And I'm also going to call one of my favorite men in the world. Hopefully he answers, because he did tell me we started a little late. He did tell me that he was going to be on, but he was also out handling some business. It is my older brother, Carlos Manuel Miles. Yes. So I'm going to call him too. And we're just going to talk about it. Like, what is the fear? So let's dial up Ariel. And this is Ariel from Sweet Treats. She's joining us tonight as well from Memphis, Tennessee. Please check her out. Her treats are extremely delicious and they're made with love. As she said, as she says it, they're crack. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Ariel.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I just spent the last few minutes just setting the verges up. Like, the verges are ready to hear about our topic. I told them that when you talked about coming back on the show, you gave me a topic of why are men afraid of powerful women? And I gave them a little bit of perspective as far as like thinking about how sometimes because men are natural born leaders, how they are supposed to lead. And sometimes when they feel like they've lost that power, then they can't be with that woman. And also like talking about power. So I wanted to hear, like, what was your specific issue or your specific not issue, but your specific situation where you experienced a man who could not accept who you were, like the power that you brought to the table?
Well, I had some people tell me, well, you're too busy, or you're doing that all the time, or when you're going to have time for me. Like, I didn't have nobody to support me. It was just, oh, you're doing it all the time. And I'm like, okay, are you going to support me? Mm. Like, do you want to come over and watch me do it? Help me do it? Mm. You know, stuff like.
So was this, you know, so you've been in business for what? This is going into your fourth year, right?
Mm-hmm. It'll be 4 years. Not in July the 26th, but July the 20th.
Okay.
I did see it today.
Okay. So this is my question. When you experienced that, was that in the first year? Like, was that, did that happen in your first year? Or is this something that you experienced in the first year and it continues to happen as you date?
It was like around my first and second year. My third year, I did have somebody that really supported me. And we're just now getting back on good terms. He's like one of the biggest supporters I ever had for. I never thought I'd have somebody so supportive. He was the first person to buy my first 1,000 obesity cards. And he actually like went out and purchased those himself. And he was like, that's, you know, my gift to you to support you.
Awesome.
And he always would buy like stuff from me. Mm-hmm. I catch myself sometimes looking through my Cash App. And I kind of see, like, okay, wow, like, I look through my Cash App and I really think he spent over $500 worth of stuff for Sweet Treats. Like, treats from me. And that shocked me. I'm like, he spent $500 worth of treats.
So, let's go back to when you first had this encounter. When you first started your business and you were dating someone and... Mm-hmm. He was just like, so what was his biggest issue? Was his issue that you never had time for him because you were working a full-time job and doing the treats? Or was it just that he just didn't understand the business?
He didn't understand the business, and I was too deep. He didn't get why it was so important to me. Mm. Some women should just sit around and just be housewives. And just come home and they do all the work and they should just be, you know, sit down and be quiet. Mm-hmm. Some men are not used to women be like, okay, I don't need your money. Or we go on a date and we're at a nice restaurant and the bill comes. Some females automatically think the man is supposed to pay the bill. To me, that's goldie.
Not necessarily, because I dated somebody and when we would go out, he didn't want me to pay.
Yeah, it can be like half and half. You know, have you ever had people in your life like, okay, let me say it like this because I may say it in wrong.
No. I was just, no. You feel how you feel. I was just saying like not necessarily. I don't think that way. But I am not negating what you're saying. You're not incorrect in your thought. No, ma'am.
I can say it like this. Okay, say for instance, a woman, you have, okay, I can say this. I had a friend before. And she always thought that a man is supposed to pay for everything. Because I talked to her one time before. I was at work and she called me. And she was like, okay, so you know, Ariel, such and such. I'm so mad that my boyfriend went and bought the iPhone before he bought mine. And I'm like, okay, such and such, don't you have your money? Can't you go get your own phone? She's like, no, he's supposed to buy my phone first. It's like if he buy a car first and he should buy me a car first, then he should buy his own car. And I'm like, no. So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. Some people think a man is supposed to do everything.
Yeah. For me, I wasn't raised that way, but I have been on dates or dated people where I've had certain dreams and I've told them about certain things. And I don't think that it wasn't that they weren't supportive. I think that they didn't know how to support me. Besides giving me like a kudos, like a good job, I'm proud of you, or like this was up, like yeah. That, you know, that'd be dope if you do that. and I don't think that they understood what support meant, especially for an independent woman. I think it was frightening for some guys that I've dated to see like my tenacity and my grit as far as like when it comes to me hustling to get the things that I wanted. So I totally get what you're saying. And I've had friends that feel like, oh, my dude's supposed to buy everything. And I'm like, nah, like I feel like in a relationship, it should be about like us coming together to elevate each other. Meaning if he had a business, so if I had dated somebody fresh out of college and he was like, oh, well, you know, I want to go to trade school and I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. And if he had been like, you know, I'm just going to focus on school. I may work a job here and there at night. I was fresh out of college. I had a decent paying job. I was making good money. So if he was my man and he was really pushing toward that, I would have been like, yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Go to school, you know, because we are a team, right? If we had a solidified, solid relationship, we are a team. Do you think that in that first relationship that your partner or better half, if you will, do you think that he knew how to support you? Like, he understood the level of support that you needed?
Yeah, I can say that, too. I can say maybe he didn't know how to support me. Yeah, I can say that as well. But sometimes I think, like, it's not that hard. I guess some people, it depends on how you feel about your woman being a boss. Like, maybe you're just, like, too intimidated. And you don't want to make it seem like, oh, I'm not doing these things right now. I think he really lacked that support in our relationship.
Yeah. And I think that, like, so before you got on, I was talking about, like, I don't want y'all to think like this is, because this is totally not, this is a show where if I want to praise God, I'll jump up and praise God. That's what I'll do. So I don't want you to think that this is what I'm doing, but you're going to hear me talk about God a lot because I trust him. He's done so much for me, and I, like, think, hey, you're going to hear me, like, talk about him. And, if you think about like in the Bible, before you got on, I said, you know, God created woman from the man's rib. And if we think about where we come from, like where he literally pulled us out of the man's body, out of his rib. The rib is what protects all of your organs. We are supposed to be nurturers and protectors, a woman. That's why she is your helpmate. I think, and you tell me what you think, Ariel, I think that sometimes men forget that that's the power that was bestowed upon us when we were pulled from them. like when we were initially created. And I think that because of that, like because they don't recognize that, I think that causes a big problem. Do you think that it would be good, like if women and men sat down and said like, hey, these are my goals, these are my dreams, where do you see yourself?
Yes, that's most definitely important in any relationship. That's the first thing I ask anybody when I first start going with them. Like, I don't ask them, don't some girls be like, what's your age, what's your sign, stuff like that. No, the first, like, you be like, hey, what's your name? Okay, what's your goal? Like, what do you want to do in life? Like, I want to know, are we wasting time? Mm. Like, I need to make sure we're both on the same mindset.
Cause it's cool to date like that, like to date unknowingly when you're young, right? But when you're older, you need that foundation. Like, so like, do you plan on buying a house? Yes. You know, are you fixing your credit? Like, you want to stay with your mama?
Are you getting married? You know, stuff like that. Like, I'm not in here to play house with you. I'm not in here to get an apartment. And when we leave, and when we break up, I basically just, you know, get out. You know, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not around here to stay. I'm here to be a wife. So we find you.
Yeah, I feel like based off of like where, because I know you grew up in a two-parent home. I had like a two-parent per se. He wasn't my daddy. He was my sister and them daddy. But my mom, pretty much, he didn't discipline me or anything like that. My mom did all of that. And I think from seeing her, not just from seeing her, but just from like seeing other relationships around, I never understood exactly what it meant to love on someone when they needed it, but I knew what support was. I knew that support meant that I had your back. I knew unconditional love, but I didn't understand all of the facets of what it takes, because what I realized at my tender age of 30 something is that is that love happens in layers. Right, love isn't just like this straight line. Love is a very layered and textured thing, textured construct, if you will, that encapsulates all of these particular feelings and emotions. And support is a big one. Support is like one boundary that I think we all need to like set up and think about, like how we want to be supported and how we support others. So what do you think made this last relationship successful as far as like his support and the way that you all interacted with each other and how he has been helpful in your business?
I can say it made it successful because we still have like a good, you know, friendship, you know, with even though we're not together anymore, we still like communicate. But, like, he still by tricks me down still to this day, regardless of, we can barely stand each other. But, like, that's why I feel like he's successful, because I noticed that regardless of, you know, the things that he was doing outside of the support. Like, he's still very, very supportive, like, in the relationship with Beatrice. Because he was the first one to buy my business cards. And, like, he's like, I want to pay for those. They, like, I got you. Like, he's the one, like, telling people about me. And he does not, like, eat nobody's banana pudding but mine. Like, not even his own mom.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, then. Sweet treats.
Right. So, it made it very successful because he, you know, he brought a lot of light to me. And it was definitely a business when I got my card and my label. I'm like, okay, it's serious now.
Okay.
So, that's how I say it. It was successful.
Okay. Yeah, I think like when all of this stuff started happening for me, like when different things started going really well, my friends would ask, I was like, no, I'm like really, really happy. But I think like it would be, not that it would be anything extra, but I was like, man, I wish I had like somebody at home to celebrate this with. Cause I was celebrating those with my friends, with my production manager. Like we just, people might call us crazy, but we just got through celebrating the fact that we just put up the step and repeat. You know, like being excited about that, excited that, you know, different stuff is coming. So I think that it's important to recognize the support that we have. Like, I'm thankful because, like, for you, for instance, you were like, I'd love to be on a podcast again. And I was like, that's so great. You know, like a person is willing to be on a podcast and it wants to be on there because they see how they can be a vital entity in AkilahMiles.com and in 30-something and Verging, and also how that can in turn help support and grow Ariel's business. So I think that's pretty dope. And I also want to ask just a quick question about, what do you think, in your next relationship, what do you think will be like, I know on your first date, you won't be like, hey, I sell Ariel treats and you got to be supportive. What do you think will be, like foundational ground rules that you'll just have in your head that you will talk out with him once you all get past the 3-month mark and you like, hey, like this relationship is solidified, we're gonna go somewhere, this is you know, like what I need? How are you going to ensure that you get the support that you need and that you also in turn give off the support that he needs?
For one, I'm very observing. I can feel energy, so if the energy is not good, even within 3 months, I'm just not going to talk to the person. But if the energy is good, and I can see that, because for one, if somebody be with me just for a week, they're going to notice I do treat. So they're going to be like, okay, what you doing? And I'm going to be doing something. I'm like, hey, I can jar. I'm doing jars. They're like, oh, you like, you got a bitch? I'm like, yeah. So I explain it to them, but like those ground rules are going to be, okay, are you going to be upset if I can't go out, you know, this weekend or that weekend or this night because I have orders? Or are you going to be supportive and like, okay, I will go with you to do your pickup? Like, I need to know stuff like that. Like, do you want to come over while I make jars? Or do you want to like make a jar together? Or do you want to like make a piece of cobbler or cake or something together just to spend time with each other? Like, are you going to tell people, you know, just ask them certain questions or see where their energy is and, like, where their head is with them sweet treats. Because if I know for a fact, if you don't buy from me or if you don't ask me how my day going or what orders do you have today, you know, asking certain questions about it, I know you just don't care. You just don't really care about my future. So I can tell how people are when I even first talk to them. Like, just one day, I already know. So those are going to be my rules. Okay. And so my next relationship, so I need to know, are you going to be supportive or you not?
Like, will you be there?
Like, will you be at least there? If you want to come over, you just want to come to my house and watch me do a bazaar, then I'd be the happiest person ever. Like, it's really that easy. Like, if I see that you just care just a little bit, I go a mouse. But if I see you not asking me what I'm doing, what orders I have today, or just at least on FaceTime with me while I'm doing them, that shows me you really don't even care. Because my last relationship, he was on FaceTime with me throughout the whole night. Like, my third year was really a big year. And second going into three, it was really big. And I was going to order so much to the point I was going to sleep while making stuff. I was so tired. And he was literally like, babe, get up. Babe, get up. Like, on FaceTime. Like, I was, like, knocked out making a jar. He's like, get up. He's like, you won't have that long. Like, just finish it. So, if you can't just at least be there and push me, we don't have nothing to talk about.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call my brother to get him to join in on this conversation so we can hear from a male's perspective and see exactly what it is. Like, is there something that men wish we knew about, like, our power or about, like, treating them or not getting them to do something, but showing them our affection and then them in turn, like, being affectionate and supporting us the way that we need to be supported? So if you give me a second, I'm going to give him a call. Hold on 1 second, Ariel. I'm going to tag us in on a three-way.
Okay.
Why are they calling? This is a business. It's nothing right there.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, but the person you called.
Hello, Ariel. My brother didn't answer the phone. Okay, so I'm going to pivot and I'm going to make a they don't know I'm calling call. And call. Damn it. I'm sorry. Call my other brother here. Hold on 1 second, Ariel.
We're recording two tonight or one?
Hello?
Okay. Boots hit it!
Run your mouth.
Run my mouth. What did you do it?
Just staring out of one.
Just what?
Staring out of one, looking in the mirror.
You must be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just called you out the blue because I need you to be on my podcast, and you're actually on my podcast right now. Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
So, Titty Boo, can you hear me? I mean, I'm sorry, DeAndre, can you hear me? Hello? Damn it.
It hung up both.
So, I'm going to call him back. Anthony, can I give you her number to see?
No, I did not hang up on you.
No, my thing hung up on me. It wouldn't let me do the conference call on here. So, I'm going to see if we can, because I had a young lady on the phone, too. Can I give you her number to call her, Anthony? And maybe we can put the phone to the mic. So, let me tell you what we're talking about. Tonight is the 901 number. Tonight, we are actually talking about why are men so scared of powerful women?
Why are men so scared of do who?
I'll say it to her. Why are men scared of powerful women?
Of a powerful woman?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey Ariel, it wouldn't let me do the three-way, so I have you on another phone, you're on speaker, I think, and then I have my brother on the line, so I'm going to let you know what it's on speaker right now.
Yes.
I'm going to let you know what he's saying, I'm going to tell, and he's going to be able to hear what you're saying, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you hear? Mm-hmm. All right, so did you hear me, DeAndre?
Yes, I did.
So do you think that men are really scared of powerful women? Because Ariel was telling me about a time when she first started her business. She owns a pastry company. Is it pastry or do you call it more like baking, Ariel?
Can you repeat that?
Do you consider sweet treats like just pastries or more baking, like baked treats?
It's like baked treats.
Yeah. So she started this business about 4 years ago, and when she started the business, she was dating this one guy, and you know, he was just like, so you doing that again tonight? You baking something else tonight? He wasn't supportive. He was down about it and all that stuff. And then she dated this other guy who he just immediately, when she needed stuff, he would be on FaceTime with her while she was making stuff. If she was overbooked and she was making stuff and they were on FaceTime, if she fell asleep, he would wake her up, tell her to go do X, Y, and Z, la, 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 la. But they did wind up breaking up. I don't think it was anything to do with the business, but they did wind up breaking up. But what stuck out to her was that first relationship where she had a gentleman tell her, like, ugh, like, you doing all this. And she said from that, she felt like men, they don't respect a powerful woman or a woman that has a part of power. So I wanted to hear.
I don't even think it's not being supportive. They probably just intimidated by her.
And so can you talk to that? Because she said the same thing. She said that men are intimidated by powerful women. Why is that? Is it because you all are born to be leaders and it's intimidating to see a woman like get after her as if she has to?
Well, a lot of men think women are their footstool. They superior, even though, you know, yes, God put man ahead, but you know, you gotta be supportive of a person regardless. If that's her dream and that's what she wanna do, you know, you ought to have a good support system of saying, okay, yes, we can do this together. I might not can bake, but I can crack an egg. You know, but you have a lot of men, they get intimidated by a woman that got her goal and she got her mindset on that goal and she don't want nothing to discourage her from going to her goal. And they will actually, you know, belittle them, just keep them from taking that extra step.
True.
Why? That's one of the questions. It's like, it's one of those individual questions, because you have men out there that are supportive. You have men out there, I don't care what you do, you put $1 billion in their hand, they still think that it's not worth, you know, what you're doing.
So, do you think that, how could, if you, so let's say I dated a guy, or like, what, not I'm gonna say I dated a guy, what could she have done in that situation to try to fix it? Do you think that it was anything that she could do to fix that, or is it like a personal thing that he has to look at and deal with?
It's him. It's all on him. That's a decision that he had already had in his head from the start. Yeah. There's, I don't care what she could have done to even, you know, try to get his attention or try to get her supported. He would have found some way of convincing her not even to follow her dream. That's people in general. You know, you have people come in your life, they're gonna teach you the good, the bad, and straight out ugly part. You know, some people come in to destroy, some come in your life to teach you a lesson.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I tell a lot of people come to your life just to actually teach you a lesson of what type of people not to deal with.
Come on now, DeAndre. Come on now.
Everybody don't have your best interest when they come into your life. Some people actually come just to take your joy.
That's it.
And you have people that get a kick out of just taking your joy. Yes. If I know what it takes to, you know, piss you off every day and I get an adrenaline rush off that, I'm going to do that every day. Because I know that's my height. That's my high. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
If it takes me to kill your dream to make me feel macho or a better person, I kill your dream. And the sad part about it, I can kill your dream and still go ahead with life.
Mm-hmm.
And leave you afterwards. But, you know, that's our people. It goes both ways.
Just yes, not only I'm just going to say females like that too.
Female to male, it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You actually have women, they like the Black Widow to a man. They would kill a man quick. Same way, men are the same way.
I know
a few. It all depends on who can manipulate the person better.
Yes.
You just have to find somebody that, I ain't gonna say, be on your same level, somebody that's somewhere in your same guideline.
Yeah, somebody that's on the same page, at least in the same book, on the same page, or around the corner from the page.
Exactly.
Because my experience has been, I've dated guys and they'll be like, I'm not intimidated by you. And I remember one sent me a text, was like, you don't scare me. And I was like, okay. And the thing was, I wasn't trying to be scary or be the big bad wolf, but I recognized that he saw my greatness. He saw who I was. And he knew that he couldn't compete with that. He knew that he wasn't ready to get jiggy with that. He wasn't ready to put in that type of work. And I respected that, you know, I can respect that, but also, like, I don't appreciate people wasting other people's time. And I think that's what she was really talking about, like, dealing with a guy where his goal was, every time he said something to her, I feel like it was like what you said. It was to, like, make her feel down and not want to do it or stop it. And her whole thing, and anybody's thing, because I know, like, with you and Christine, I know y'all have a really different dynamic, but y'all are extremely supportive of each other with whatever the other decides to do. And I've always admired that about y'all relationship. Like, y'all have a really strong bond in like who supports who, how y'all support each other, how y'all are consistently there for each other. How do you and Christine do that? How are y'all always there for one another? And y'all did this for like 20 some years, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Ever since 98.
Yeah.
I know. Just getting to know a person. Mm-hmm. You know, she respects me as a man, I respect her as a woman. And there's nothing that I try to overstep her, and she don't try to overstep me in no form.
What do you mean when you say overstep?
Try to be the leader. You know, it's either gonna go my way or else. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing else in between. We don't have that problem. We're two grown adults. You know, if we come to a disagreement, okay, we can, as long as we keep our problem within our four walls, we can iron it out. We can see what's going on. You know, you don't need that outside help, or unless it just gets to that point, and we haven't gotten to that point. I hope we don't never get to that point to where, you know, we don't.
Y'all too laid back. Y'all not gonna get to that point. Y'all too laid back, and y'all been together for too many years. It ain't gonna happen.
Hey.
You say, hey, But that's good to know, like, just getting, like, I think I talked to Greg. You know, Greg needed on it.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the podcast during the first half of season one, and he just talked about, he touched on something that you said. He was like, you know, like keeping your business in-house and handling it that way and doing that. And I think that's something that everybody needs to do. But I think like I think where so many women, where we lose ourselves is that we're trying to present ourselves as the prize and we don't act as the prize, right? It's a difference in presenting and acting, right? Like, if you know you are a good thing and you can do and be whatever, you don't have to present yourself to anyone, right? Like, your actions show all of that. And I think sometimes we're like, oh, I gotta show him this and I gotta do this and I'm gonna do this, and then that causes us to start acting like a wife before we are wifed up. And we, you know, we're giving them wife privileges and we're girlfriends, and then that is, huh?
See, that's what a lot of people, that's what they mess up. You cannot base your relationship on what the next person's relationship is. Don't be competitive towards somebody else's relationship because you don't even know what's going on in there for a while. They might get home and don't say nothing to each other. Use two different bedrooms or whatever, but when they come out in the public, they all lovey-dovey. They the happiest couple in the world. And, you know, they won knife or, you know, gunshot away from killing each other. But you can't base your relationship off what the next person's relationship is.
No, I wasn't saying anything about basing a relationship off of anybody else. I was just saying, you know, like, women, I think we, not basing my relationship off of anyone, but I think like how we act, like us thinking about who we are in a relationship, that sort of hinders like the type of support we get because of how we either present ourselves as a, because I feel like at the end of the day, in the Bible, it says the man that finds a wife, right? So that's saying that when he finds me, so I am the present, I am the gift, right? So I am to be found. And what I was saying, but what I said was that sometimes women present themselves instead of being the present, right? The gift that he has found, and we act as such, we present ourselves as something else, right? We're like, oh, I'm gonna be the wife for you right now, and I'm a cook, and I'm gonna do this, all that. And it should be like, oh, nah, like, we dating, so you wanna go grab something to eat, or you gonna come over here and cook? You know, or whatever. It should be that. It shouldn't be like we're doing all the wifely duties. But no, I wouldn't dare base my relationship on anyone else's, because I know hella people who are like what you just said, sleep in separate bedrooms or do different things, but that is their lifestyle, right? That is what they choose. So, but I agree with you. Don't base your relationship off anybody else's. Hello? Did he go? Did he hang up? Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I thought, because you were so quiet, we thought you hung up. So, if you had to give Ariel any advice on, like, having a relationship and having a business, because this seems like that's where the struggle is, what would be your advice?
Having a relationship, follow your dreams. If a man is interested in you, have him to step up to where you at. Don't have your standards so high to where can't nobody reach you. But don't kill your dream trying to please another person, because they really don't. You might not know if they have their best interest in you.
Okay. That's awesome.
It's one of those trials. You know, you got to get to know a person.
And you got to be willing to know, huh? I think some of us, we're like, if you were like me, as a kid, I was like, I had this, as a young lady, I had like this naivete about me where I was like, oh, like, so we just talk for a minute, we date, we get to know each other just a little bit, and then we like together forever. And it was like, no, bitch, it's not that. it is not that. You're going to talk, you're going to like each other, you're going to hate each other some days, and you have to be willing to deal with that. And I think if you get a chance to see that, because I don't know why, as a young lady, I was like, oh, because I've done X, Y, and Z, and because I'm a great person, like, if I date a guy, he's gonna like be great for me because I'm great. And it was like, no, dummy, like, he's gonna be him because he's a person. Whether you're good, great, whatever, he's still gonna be him. And you have to learn how to accept him, and he has to learn how to accept you.
Right.
Oh, wow. Where are you located right now? Are you in Arkansas or Louisiana?
Heading home.
What? It is Friday. Do you know that my mama, like, she watches the parking lot to see when you're at home? And she's like, oh, Titty Boo's at home.
Well, lately I've been parking in y'all, cause I've been having a trailer, but yeah, like, I've been home every weekend lately.
She's like I remember, like, the last time I was at home, and I think you had you had parked the truck at the store, and she was like, oh, Titty Boo's at home. I was like, Mama, how the hell you know Titty Boo at home? And she was like, oh, his truck over there. I was like, this lady is crazy.
I did live out of Baton Rouge, so I'm being home.
How long will it take you to get there? Like 6 hours?
I don't put no time on it. I drove it so much, I don't even use the GPS. It's just, I don't even look at the time.
You don't look at the time at all. Look at you, y'all. These are the type of men that you need in your life, everyone. Like, I call my brother. See, and I was supposed to call my older brother a little bit earlier, y'all. So don't be like, you know, like, he let her down. He didn't. I was supposed to call him at an earlier time, and I called a little bit later. So he probably was in his thing, you know, because he was getting lit. But to be able to call up my other brother and just be like, hey, did you be on my podcast? And, you know, you can't say no because you're already on the podcast. And he just go with it. That was awesome. That speaks to the level of a man that he is, because he could have been like, oh, hell no, Keela, call me back.
That's the only way you're going to get me. You better call me on podcast. Like, you call and warn him. I won't answer the phone.
Y'all hear that? He said if I would have called and warned him, he would not have answered the phone. That is so messed up.
Hey, you want me to be honest with you or lie to you?
I need the honesty. I don't like the lies. I appreciate you so much for joining us. Is there anything? So at the end of each episode, we actually do what we call Sass Talk. And it's where we drop like this gem of knowledge that we want to give everybody, but we say it in like some type of slick way. So what would be something that you would like to leave the people in Virgil Land with? A piece of advice.
Enjoy life to the fullest. It's precious.
Come on now. Come on now. Y'all hear that? Enjoy life to the fullest. It's precious. And with that being said, y'all, this is the end of episode 16. Thank you so much, DeAndre, for being on here. Also, shout out to Ariel for being on here. Please check us out at 30-something Inversion and go to AkeelaMiles.com. Look at those things. If you want to be on the podcast, please fill out the guest form and tell me what you want to talk about and when you want to be on here. Titty Boo, have you had a chance to go to AkeelaMiles.com and check out my website?
No.
Man,
I'm heading home.
I'm a business out here. Your sister is a whole business out here. You need to get on this thing.
No. I browsed it, but I was sleepy. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was sleepy. I said I was gonna go back and did, and hey, I forgot about it.
Life happens, but you're headed home now, so hopefully this weekend you'll get a chance to check out AkilaMiles.com. Maybe you can send some of your friends over there, tell them to purchase a book or a shirt. We got plenty of merchandise if they would like to purchase something. I still got some shades, you know. Just tell them, go over there and look, or they can go onto my YouTube channel and check it out, you know, go to the Facebook page, check it out, and enjoy life. Like, if you go to the AkilaMiles.com, remember, I'm a brand, I'm a business, and we're enjoying life because my brother said it is precious, right? It is precious, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it, and you can do that by, like, going to my site, listening to 30-something and Virgin, watching the things on YouTube, being supportive. I'm telling you, it's awesome. He over there, that's for killing himself laughing. Again, to the boo, it was great to have you on. Please shoot me a text or something when you make it home. Drive safely. And Virgins, we are out.